Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 3rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. GM's autonomous vehicle unit Cruise received a driverless deployment permit from the California Public Utilities Commission. Cruise will now operate paid passenger service from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. on select streets in San Francisco, with speeds capped at 30 miles per hour. Cruise has offered free driverless rides in the area since February. Snap partnered with the restaurant review site The Infatuation to add a new map layer to Snap Map, providing nearby restaurant recommendations, initially rolling out to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, Austin, Seattle, Philadelphia, Miami, Atlanta, Denver, DC, and London. Users can share these restaurants in chat or add it to favorites. A new report from the security consultancy ModZero found that customer information entered during enrollment and connection information from the popular Meeting Owl Pro video conference device was stored on an internet-hosted database secured by a device's serial number rather than a password. This provides access to user information, where devices were installed, screenshots of whiteboards, and could be used to grant network access. Owl Lab said it's not aware of customer security breaches from these issues and that it addressed or is in the process of addressing these vulnerabilities. Atlassian sent a security advisory warning customers to restrict internet access to its Confluence collaboration tool, citing a critical remote code execution flaw under active exploitation. No details on the flaw, but Atlassian said there are currently no fixed versions of Confluence available. Visa and Safaricom have launched the M-Pesa Global Pay Visa virtual card that lets users of M-Pesa make digital payments globally. M-Pesa was one of the first widely used mobile payment systems, launching in 2007. It let users of feature phones make cash deposits at participating merchants and pay by phone at nearly 400,000 merchants. 51 million people use M-Pesa, with 30 million of those in Kenya. The new virtual card will let M-Pesa users make payments worldwide. Safaricom also has payment partnerships with PayPal, AliExpress, and Western Union. Chipotle partnered with the payment platform Flexa to accept cryptocurrencies in the U.S. Users need to set up a Flexa account, download the Speedin app on mobile, link their wallets, and then can pay with QR codes at a register. According to internal emails seen by Reuters, Tesla CEO Elon Musk told executives the company needs to cut about 10% of its jobs, citing a super bad feeling about the economy. Tesla employed almost 100,000 people as of the end of 2021. Square's point of sale app will launch support for Apple's Tap to Pay later this year. Sellers will need an iPhone XS or later device to use the feature. TikTok launched a subscription comedy series called Finding Jericho on June 2nd. The 8-episode series is produced by Pear Pop and costs $4.99 to watch. The first two episodes are free, with new episodes released on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific. Instagram increased the length of Reels content from 60 to 90 seconds. Creators can also now import audio to Reels, use the same interactive stickers already found in Stories, and use templates with preloaded placeholders for content. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple will introduce a major iPadOS update at WWDC next week. This update will let users resize app windows, offer improved multitasking, and provide an easier way to see what apps are open. A new report from Sensor Tower found that the number of downloads needed to reach number one on Apple's App Store in the U.S. increased 37% since 2019 to roughly 156,000 downloads a day, although down from a pandemic-fueled peak of 185,000 in 2020. Downloads needed to reach the number one on Google Play decreased 33% since 2019 to 56,000. Sensor Tower notes both app marketplaces use metrics beyond just downloads to rank their charts. Under the Hart-Scott-Rodino Antitrust Improvements Act of 1976, the Federal Trade Commission and Department of Justice have a 30-day window to review proposed acquisitions for potential antitrust violations. Twitter announced this window expired on June 2nd for Elon Musk's proposed acquisition of the company. An update to the Samsung Health app adds support for the unreleased Galaxy Watch 5 and 5 Pro devices. The update does not mention a Watch 5 Classic model, which Samsung typically uses for models with its rotating bezel. TCL released the Stylus 5G, a $258 Android phone with a built-in passive stylus. It uses a MediaTek Dimensity 700 5G SoC, offers a 1080p LCD display, and includes an AI handwriting-to-text app from Nebo. It runs Android 12, with TCL promising one OS upgrade. Facebook Messenger began rolling out a calls tab, providing a single view to place calls and view call history. Meta says 300 million calls are placed in Messenger daily, up 40% compared to early 2020. And finally, Japan's National Institute of Information and Communications Technology set a new data rate record, transferring at 1.02 petabits per second, up 10 terabits per second from its previous December 2020 record. That's fast enough for 10 million channels of 8K broadcasting per second. This uses a custom cable with four fiber optic cores, but researchers say it's largely compatible with existing fiber optic infrastructure. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.